And Big Ben, hey brother, when we gonna link up, man? It's 2020.
Yeah. He's hiding from you like Porzingis
Yeah,
is hiding
man.
from the Clippers. We got the big homie, aka D Murph, aka my non-caffeinated partner in crime. He don't like coffee. I don't like coffee, but we're still bringing that energy.
Yes,
and you may have heard about him. He's a host of Why Not Sports, host of Flagrant 2 podcast, an author. You can find him on Amazon.
Yes, sir.
And a former D1 athlete.
Hey, man, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. All right. So you're in Houston. And how come every time I think of Houston, hold on a second, I'm going to try to weave you here in the background. I'm thinking Travis Scott, Beyonce, and Harden. That's my Houston and Mount Rushmore, but I'm going to put your face on there too.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, man, humble. Appreciate that, man, no doubt.
So we talk about Mr. Harden here. The Rockets went up 2-0, and at least I thought, and I knew a lot of NBA fans are like, we don't need Russ quite yet. You sit back there and massage that quadricep, and then game three happened, and then game four happened, and now the series is tied going into game five. What's the feeling out there in Houston as far as where do the Rockets stand now that this series is tied at 2-2, and it looks like the momentum is shifting the other way?
Shouldn't have got rid of Chris Paul. That's the first thing. Granted, he had some injuries, but who doesn't? You know what I mean? Especially a long career and a long season. But at the same time, his leadership is definitely showing. Were transferred to Oklahoma City. Series is tied, and it definitely has shifted. CP3 got those young guns, man, those ballers over there. The guard play with Dennis Schroeder, the other gentleman, man, those trio putting up a lot of numbers and giving the Houston Rockets problems.
If we talk about CP3, when I think of him, it's just the pick and roll. It's like the mismatches. It's the opportunities. As a former Division I athlete, what do you think makes him so effective out of the pick and roll?
That's his strength, because he can penetrate. He still has a first step to where he can go past you. Or even if you do go past you and you catch up, he can stop and pop. Or he don't even have to use the pick and hit the three ball or hit the extended jump shot. You know, so it's just... That's right there. I gave you three different options, and that's not including passing out of it.
Yeah.
If he sees someone cutting or in their favorite spot, that is a perfect play for him to give not only him, that his team, an option or an opportunity to put up, you know, some points on the board. So that I love when you have options. I would love a point guard like that with those many options based on a simple pick and roll.
Yep. Oklahoma City's got those three guards. They got Schroeder, Shea, and CP3, and they like to play fast. They like to come at you, and it's kind of a guard's paradise. You can't see how tall I am, but I'm 6 feet with my shoes on. But I would have loved to play in that offense, three wide, weave, and then whoever has the opportunity is either coming off a pick and roll or is trying to get on an ISO and get theirs and get busy. Schroeder got 30 last game, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, woo! I live in Los Angeles. I saw a little bit of his game last year, but I didn't know he had game like this. I've got a player comp for you here. He reminds me of Tyreek Evans from Sacramento days.
Before
early. He's just long. He's getting to the hole, and he's just figuring out a way to finish with the right or left hand every single time he wants it. He's going downhill.
Very good comparison. Now, Tyreek couldn't really shoot, though.
Yeah. Shea's got that on him.
That's what Shea can shoot that thing. He's definitely a shooter for sure.
If we go back over to the Rockets, it's small ball, right? They're all in. They traded Capella. They opened up the floor for Russ. They have Harden. I think the tallest person is PJ Tucker, or it's maybe Covington at 6'7". Do you think
that's on the floor? That's on the floor. Yeah.
Can the Rockets win an NBA title with this small ball lineup and slash small ball rotation?
No and no. They're going to get tired. The third and fourth quarter, they're going to get tired. They need their legs. When you're going against the Anthony Davis and the Hassan Whiteside and the Nurkics and the big man in general, that's a lot of wear and tear. And as you said, as a former D1 athlete, when we did play teams and I had to go against a center who was a 7 foot and I'm up here 6'7", man, by the last few minutes of the game, I had no bounce. I was tired. So imagine the series. Yeah, that won't work. And that's why I'm like, you brought in an Olympian, a champion, and Tyson Chandler. Just let him have his presence out there, just at least old school ball. Utilize some fouls, throw his weight around, utilize his height, adjust some shots, alternate some shots, and grab a few boards. He don't even have to score. Set some picks and rolls with Harden and Westbrook, similar to what CP3 is doing, and let's see what happens. But no one knows.
If you look at game four, the Rockets were up. They were up big. And then OKC went on a run. I think it was like 21-7. And if you notice, the Rockets threes weren't falling. Now you could say they had an off night, or to your point, maybe they were a little tired. Maybe they were a little fatigued. The legs weren't there. And with small ball, live by the three, die by the three. And they're going to have to figure out another way to score. Because they're not stopping anyone. They're not rebounding. So they've got two strikes. So they got to shoot that thing and they got to get to the hole with a limited bench. Now, if we speak about their bench, they've got Jeff Green and McLemore. And Jeff Green's impressed me with this series. Oh, he's scoring. And I've noticed a couple times Harden was off the ball and Jeff Green was bringing the ball up, initiating the offense. Yeah. And they just picked him up in December after Utah cut him. But he's been a solid pickup while Russ has been out.
I agree. But at the end of the day, you got to go against the Jokers in Denver and the Rudy Goberts in Utah. We're just speaking on the Western Conference.
Yeah.
They are small. PJ Tucker, hey, Murph, he can't make a shot. He is tired. Every single fiber in his body, weight-wise, he's going against guys way more than him and much taller, and it's taking a toll on his offensive game.
Yeah. PJ corner Tucker three. I did have a stat for you. He's averaging 3.4 corner threes a game, and I believe he's made the most corner threes in the NBA this year because he shoots the most, but that's his thing.
Yeah.
It will be interesting because
he's been missing the ones that count.
He's been missing the one that counts. And before we jumped on this podcast, I was wondering about Russ with these extra couple days and the rescheduling, if he'd be able to get out on the floor. And now it looks like he's a game time decision for game five, which we don't know when game five is. So this could play to their advantage because they need just a little extra firepower.
Absolutely.
Like Harden will always do his thing, but if they want to advance past this round into the next round, they're going to have to platoon those two and give Harden a little bit more rest.
But D'Antoni has a history of playing his guards and putting up a lot of offensive points. And I can hear the listeners, Murph, Houston has been doing much better. James Harden and Covington, I believe, was 1-2 in the league in steals, or at least in the top three. I'm not taking that away. However, still, they – still giving up 100-plus points a game. So I'm going to add that as a basketball junkie. You can lead the league in steals. But if you still, as a team, giving up a lot of points, that's not really saying that defensively you're recognized for your defense, in my personal opinion.
I agree with your opinion. And just to close out Houston before we hop over to Dallas, so Luginsit Dort, he's been playing great defense. He's been getting physical with Harden. He's doing a great job. Yeah. But I don't like the rhetoric out there that he is stopping Harden. Because look at this. Harden had game one, 37, 21, 38, 32. No one's stopping Harden. No. I mean, he's battling, but he's not stopping Harden. So, like, right. For all you people that think he's stopping him, no, Harden's getting hits. He's just missing a little bit more in game two, but he still had a 30-piece in all three games.
I'm agreeing with you. Merv, Dort, man, he shut down Harden. What do you take? Harden still had 30. He almost had 40. So, yeah, you can't stop him. It's like somebody stopped Michael Jordan. You ain't stopping him. They will stop themselves before anyone, quote unquote, stopped them.
Now, if we move, I guess, up to Dallas, we go to North Texas. We've got the Mavericks and the Clippers. Yes. And they're tied at, well, it's 3-2, right? Yes. Sorry, little COVID brand. Got to get the cobwebs out of there.
It was tied 2-2, and then we thought KP was going to come back, and the Clippers, because playoff P or spicy P decided to play game five. And, I agree. So, yeah, 3-2.
3-2. So you got Luka in his first playoff series, having an okay series. I'm just joking.
Put a messed up ankle.
Yeah, Luka's doing well. What are your thoughts on Luka in his first playoff series
so far? I tell anybody this, man. Luka is one of the best players in the league. Very versatile offensively. Yeah. Defensively, definitely a liability. And also, and people can at me, I'm okay with that. He can't get every call. Watch Luka game carefully. If he drives to the basket, if he get bumps, he's looking at the ref. Hey, where's my foul call? Where's the foul? Where's the whistle? That's part of his game. I'm like, Luka, earn your stripes, young man. Earn your stripes, and then it'll naturally come. But other than that, offensively, definitely a showman, a great teammate, and is the future of the league.
If you were Doc Rivers, I just transitioned you from a player to coach, and you're coaching the Clippers here. And you got to go against the Mavericks game six. How would you draw up a defensive scheme to try to contain Luka? Because KP's out. So as long as Luka doesn't go bonkers, the Clippers should have a good chance to win. What would you draw up to try to contain Luka in game six?
Well, and this is kind of funny, and it's not, but the Morris brother, he said he didn't do it on purpose, but he stepped on that injured ankle.
I did see that.
I'm just saying, you know, so that's one way. Again, I'm being jokeful, as I said, but to answer your question, other than trying to hurt his ankle, I would switch between Kawhi and Paul George, man. Throw Paul George and Kawhi, you know, every once in a while, and maybe a third defender, maybe the Morris brother, to kind of just give him different, you know, different defensive schemes. Again, you won't be able to stop him. But you can definitely slow him down when it counts, and that's in that fourth quarter in the last few minutes of the game. Can't stop him, but you can definitely hold him and contain him.
Yeah, I agree. I think they just have to go a little smaller. I love Zubac, but Luka's calling that guy up every single time to go at Zubac or some kind of mismatch. So you've got to have it where it's Paul George, Kawhi, and Marcus Morris. And, you know, you got a great chance.
Don't have defense. Reggie Jackson clearly don't have defense. Against Luka. Against Luka,
yes.
Based on what I've seen. And who else is really out there on the team that, or Pat Beverly, he's get healthy. And that's why I would say those three. Now, as I recap in my head, because I know listeners are listening and they're going to just see if we really know what we're talking about. So I wanted to make sure I cover all the avenues before we continue.
You got it covered. So no KP. Who's got to step up for the Mavericks in game six?
Similar to the Rockets, your guard play, Trey Burke, Hardaway Jr., they got to make them shots. They got to make the shots. They got enough size in Boban, the big man number 42, as far as the size in the paint. Because like we said, the Clippers are perimeter defenders. So if those guys, similar to the Rockets and even OKC with their three-headed monsters as far as guard play, I forgot about Curry. Seth Curry. Like, Murph, what about Curry? So, yeah, that's another guard. So that's four guards that they can intertwine and definitely give some problems to the Clippers defensively if they're making their shots and playing aggressive.
So out here in LA, it's Laker Nation, and they're already having buyer's remorse on Danny Green's contract. Now, I know Danny Green has a special place in your heart because he's a Spur.
He does.
But the Lakers passed up Seth Curry to sign Danny Green, which I thought on paper that was a good deal. But Seth looks like he's headed up, and Danny looks like, I don't know, he's going through something right now.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm still biased as I say this. He's a two-time NBA champion. He probably, his mindset is, what do I have to prove? And before they made that purchase, he has playoff experience, and he's definitely a better defender.
And he's bigger and stronger.
Exactly, on paper. But now what we're seeing is like, I'm Danny Green, I'm a two-time champion. Like, I mean, and I'm playing on the Lakers, so that keeps my name so relevant. But yeah, I that's a very good point. Yeah, I get a lot of tweets and texts, and yeah, I'm gonna bite this one and say, yeah, Danny, after this year, Danny, you had a great career, a damn good career. You're all right. You can go ahead and, you know, kick it in the sunset now. Just lay back, enjoy your fruits of your labor, man. Definitely a great run.
There you go. So I was going to say, if you look around the league, everyone's got a Batman and Robin. You got Westbrook and Harden. Moved to LA, you got Kawhi and PG. You got AD and Braun. You know, Boston, you got Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. If we go back up to Texas, what does Porzingis need to do to step up his game and become that second superstar where the Mavericks can be in it? I'm already ruling them out. They're done. So next year and the year to come, what does KP need to do to step up and be that 1-2 punch that gets the Mavericks back on top into the upper elite echelon of the Western Conference?
Become a Spur under Popovich if he decides to stay. But to ask your question,
it could happen. Yeah, we allow tampering on this podcast, so you can say your piece now.
Thank you. I mean, he's had injuries throughout his career. It's easy to say, oh, just stay healthy. A great coaching staff, with the head coach being Rick Carlisle, maybe it's a mental thing, man. Maybe it's his preparation during the offseason, during the season. Is he taking care of his body? I'm one of them people, man. What you put in, you'll definitely get out. Yeah. And right now, I think because he's listed 7'3".
Wow.
Very athletic, inside, outside scorer, has a presence on that court that you have to respect. But if his will to win and or his work ethic doesn't align, then that's why we have a consistency of having him not be a part of big moments and has a history of being hurt. So to answer your question, maybe it's a mindset and work ethic in turn, maybe prevent injuries.
What I've noticed in a short sample size of Luka is, if you look at the series even, the Clippers are trying to beat him up. They're trying to step on his ankles. They're calling him certain names. They're pushing him. Yeah. They're heckling him. And he's not backing down.
No.
He's going right at him, and he's putting up numbers. On Porzingis on the other side, I don't know if he's got that fight. I don't know if he has that. And Luka is like, he's going to come at you even harder if you come at him. And that's what's impressed me the most about Luka. And can you grow into that if you're Porzingis? I don't know. I think you either have it or you don't.
I agree. And, after being in the league for how many years? Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. So I guess it's a spade. It's a spade.
It's a spade. Well, all right, folks, we can wrap up here. This might be the last time we're talking about the Mavericks, because K-Win from Los Angeles, you heard it first. The Clippers are winning that series. I love the Mavericks. I love Luka, but I just don't think they have enough to pull it off. So, D-Murph, as we close out, why don't you tell our fans where they can find you online and hear about your podcast and maybe even pick up your book?
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Well, man, this again, thank you, K-Win, for the invitation and the Western Standard Time audience, appreciate you. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's The Murph. You can find a lot of more information about me, including a book, on www.demurfspeaks.com, where you can find the link to the book, the Amazon link to the book, and previous shows, and just more information about me, some pictures of people I've been able to collaborate with. And yeah, that's where you can find me, and shoot me a DM if you have any questions, feedbacks of the show. I'm definitely available to respond back and see how I can look at things in from a different perspective for the next time I'm on, or even on my platform. And Why Not Sports, talk about the good, bad, and the ugly of sports and how it impacts your everyday life. And this gentleman on this other end, he was on there as well. Real dope episode. Check it out if you haven't. And glad to be back, man, collaborating with you. And Big Ben, hey, brother, when we gonna link up, man? It's 2020.
Yeah. He's hiding from you like Porzingis is hiding from the Clippers. Big Ben, you need to come out.
Come on, Big Ben. I'm available. I will make time for you. Just like K-Win, I'm going to make time for those who put in the work and who I respect in this podcast game. So, Big Ben, when you hear this, man, make sure you reach out to me. We can set something up for future collaboration.
Let's definitely do it. D. Murph, it's always a pleasure. When this COVID thing subsides and the world gets back to a slight bit of normalcy, I'm still supposed to come out to Houston. So my girl's got a good friend out there.
Yes, sir.
I'll look you up if I'm out there. You do the same out here. And absolutely, be good, stay safe, and everyone get out there and vote.
Yes, indeed. Vote, vote. Utilize that right.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is K-Win.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.